Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Bianca.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Amy. We are three Melbourne girls who had nothing better to do than start a podcast while we're all living la vida lockdown. But now we're free. Yay!
Yay!
So we take aim at one topic each week, along with a bottle or three of wine, and we try to make some sense of it and each other. Right, ladies, what are we drinking?
Well, I am drinking their... do you know what? I wrote... Have you seen what I've written?
Yes.
Hare and the rabbit? Yep. Yes. It's the hare and the tortoise. I am half a bottle down, people.
So you're doing well. Yeah.
It's a perfect nice. And it is so delicious. And the top of the bottle, like even the lid, the whole thing is just beautiful. It says on the top, slow and steady wins the race. I'm guessing... this is just going to kick my ass tomorrow if I drink it too fast.
Mate, it's too late.
Yeah.
You went too hard too fast already. It's going to eat you.
The hare and the rabbit. I apologize.
Well, I went with an old favorite. And since it was cold, I went with a red old favorite. Mm-hmm. Or purple, as it actually is. I'm drinking Dolcetta and Syrah by Brown Brothers.
Brown.
Yeah, because, you know, I just run into the bottle shop after picking up our mail. Yes.
Oh, yes. Which we will talk about later. Yes.
We will chat about our mail delivery.
You have to listen to the whole thing to find out when we talk about it.
What was in our box today?
What's in the box? That's going to be stuck in my head all fucking week.
I am drinking a red. And I dropped the ball this week and went and looked in my cupboard and I had run out of reds and I had not ordered any more from my wine pyramids game. Shock horror. So I had to go to the bottle shop. Great. Well, Aldi, bottle shop, whatever, same thing. And I was drawn to a bottle of Nero di Avola, I think that's how you say it, which is kind of one of my new favorite reds at the moment. If you've not tried this new popular varietal, I suggest you get on board. Now, this one's a Spanish one, so I'm going to really bastardize saying this. It's called Coragracio Nero di Avola. And the reason why I picked this little number is because it has a giant cock on it. Yep, it's a rooster, people. And I went, yep, looks like me. Done.
Mate, you have a magnificent cock.
I am just one giant cock, really.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone would disagree with that. Yeah. Anyway, kicking on, Bianca, what's our topic for tonight?
Well, our topic tonight is nice and fun. I'm so excited. It is, would you rather? So, lady, you want to play a game?
Oi.
Yeah, I'm scared.
I actually am super surprised to find that Would You Rather actually has a backstory. Like, who knew?
Origin story.
Yeah. So we're going to go back to the 1960s. Would You Rather actually appeared in Psychological Studies of Motivation as a stock question, asking a respondent to pick between two fixed options. And then it, like, evidence for Would You Rather game as such comes in the 1970s and was used in a study of aggressive behavior in children. I didn't find the study, but I didn't really look.
I didn't find it because I didn't look for it.
Yeah, basically. Sorry about
that. Who are you, Sarah?
Yeah, it's about to say that. What are you doing pulling a me? Shit.
I know. Anyway, by the 2000s, Would You Rather was well established as a conversational or party game with various popular books compiling different Would You Rather questions for adults and children to play. In March 2018, social media platform Snapchat caused an outcry for running an ad for a game called Would You Rather, asking people if they would rather slap Rihanna or punch Chris Brown.
Wow.
Yeah.
Punch Chris Brown.
It's a real, yeah, I'd say, but
not going to comment because that whole question is terrible.
It's a terrible question, but it's a no-brainer with the answer.
Well, yeah, it was literally, not even accidentally, it was literally a poor taste joke about Chris Brown's domestic violence against Rihanna.
That's not funny.
No, Snapchat quickly took down the ad, and rightly fucking so. Yeah.
What are they on? So, why did they think that was funny?
I know.
People don't have brains.
Yeah, this game can go a bit far times. I think you got to rein yourself in before you run your mouth. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Ice cube it.
Not enough, baby. What's time, baby?
Yeah. So moving on. For those that don't know this game, and it turns out when I mentioned it to several people when they asked what my topic was this week, they had no idea what I was talking about.
That was me.
Yeah.
It was me.
Didn't you know what Would You Rather was?
No.
Holy shit. I thought it was common knowledge.
My brain just collapsed in on itself.
Okay. No. All right. All right, Sarah, this is for you. To the game.
Oh, no, I know what it is now, clearly.
No. Hold on. Look, you can sit down with the rest of the people listening and I'll lay out the rules for you.
All right, I'll sit there with my legs crossed like a little child drinking my wine like a child.
Yeah, the adults are talking now. Keep quiet.
I can't go to the bathroom.
Look, get your ass out there and find that fucking dog, okay?
Yeah.
Moving on.
So, to play the game, a person has to address a dilemma, usually between two very appealing or unpleasant or otherwise tricky choices. So, would you rather have the ability to fly like an eagle or swim like a whale? Fly like an eagle? Same.
No, swim like a whale.
I'm not building a symbiotic relationship with a fish.
I mean, I would, but I'd still probably rather be an eagle.
Yeah.
Fly like an eagle.
To the sea.
Where Sarah will be swimming like a whale. I would be like a small whale in the ocean. One of those pale white ones.
You're just floating along.
People calling me Moby Dick.
Oh, mate, they already call you Dick, but I don't know if they start with Moby.
Yeah, no, well, would I start swimming like a whale? Yeah, that's what it's going to be. Look, it's Moby Dick, the great white whale, just on a slightly smaller scale for now.
So another one, another question would be, would you rather win the lottery and never have to work again or have your dream job and work until you're 80? Yeah. So
if I had my dream job, that would like have a salary package attached to it that wouldn't mean I would work until I was 80. So
yeah.
If I won the lottery, I'd still want to work.
Same.
I'd get
bored.
Yeah,
I know. But you can't work your dream job. You have to, if you're gonna work, you have to work something that's not your dream
job. Oh yeah, no, that's fine then. Because then I could just do it casually.
I mean, you never have to work again. It doesn't say that you can't work again.
Can't.
Yeah, let's win that lottery.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. Mm. 3 out of 3. Ooh. So another one. Would you rather eat a spider or drink rotten milk?
Is the spider alive?
Doesn't say that it is.
How rotten is
so
the milk?
It could be cooked. It could be one of those cooked spiders that you get, like, I don't know, in some Asian
You know
sort
what?
Of region.
Let's go to spider.
Yeah, I'm going to spider. Because wherever I am in any Asian, like Asia part of the world, you know the three of us are going to be blind drunk. And yeah. Hey, dude, eat that spider. Sure, no worries.
Someone's going to eat a spider.
It's been deep fried. I can eat that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I reckon I could.
Just
I'm a vegetarian,
first.
So this makes it a little bit hard. Like, if it's just, like, a fresh dead spider or even a live one, I'm probably going to drink the rotten milk. But if it's one of those fried dealies from a market fuck knows where, probs would eat that.
Yeah. Okay.
Rotten milk could... Bleh, nope.
So, yeah. So, to continue the rules, when participants, is like what we just did, say which one they would rather or prefer to do and why. Choosing both or neither is discouraged, as you heard. The point is that participants are forced to pick one, usually resulting in humorous or engaging discussion about why. We make no promises tonight, as you just heard. Yes, this week I ran some posts on our socials. If you didn't see them, where the fuck have you been? Just saying. So I just wanted to get a gauge on our wonderful audience because we love y'all. Yeah.
Yeah.
So these are also my would you rather questions for tonight. So the first one I put out was, would you rather fight 1,000 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? And I personally am going with the 1,000 duck-sized horses because that horse-sized duck, even if he's a fucking spastic fighter, he's got them webbed feet. If he Chuck Norris's you, he's not missing.
Nope.
Like, yeah. And you're just down. You're dead. I am not taking on a Chuck Norris horse duck. Like, nope.
That's a hard no from Bianca.
Yeah.
That's a hard no, yes.
What about you, ladies?
I don't know.
I'm going with the horse-sized duck.
Whoa! You're taking it on.
Yeah, just for like the simple fact, 1,000 duck-sized horses.
Yeah.
Those hooves are still going to fucking hurt. And 1,000 of them?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know that I could take on either. I hate ducks.
Yeah.
I do not want to fight a horse.
I think
one.
I
don't want to fight a regular
one duck than 1,000 horses.
Well, you'd think that, but I've had problems with just regular sized ducks and one of them. So, well, I mean, do I have to? I have to fight them.
You have
Why
to.
Am I fighting them? I suppose we don't know.
No.
There's
no end to know.
No. Okay. I am going to take on the one horse-sized duck, hoping that my rage helps me in the battle against the horse-sized duck because I hate ducks.
Is there any chance Amy and I can take this duck on together?
No, it's singular. Mm. You have fighting
we can't
on
tag
your own.
Team it?
No, you know, you can't just tap out. No.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'd just make you fight it. I wouldn't have anything to do with it.
I'd just throw you at it and see if that appeases it. Here, have an Amy.
You can try.
Like, you ain't getting nothing for her.
Duck will go, I will take this, Amy, and I will leave you. Thank you for your offering.
And then just as I'm being carried off into the distance to be eaten by this fucking horse-sized duck, fuck you, Sarah!
And I'm like, you're a cunt. Bye.
I guess I deserve that. Yeah.
Oh, God. Sorry, you guys are actually in at the poll results, and the 20%, only 20% of people that voted would fight the giant duck. 80% was going to fight the horses. That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. Like, yeah. We'll be fighting the horses. Yeah.
Fight 1,000 horses. Yeah.
So the second one I put up was, would you rather be covered in fur or covered in scales?
Scales.
I was gonna say, do you want to hear the poll results? Which you can see them anyway, but so The poll results, just in case this might sway your decision, 38% of people go scales and 62% fur.
I am fur.
Yeah, fuck all that waxing. No, fuck I'm that fur. Waxing.
I don't need to wax. Once I'm you've furry. Got, I'm like a cat.
Yeah.
I'll just be sitting there stroking my legs going, ooh, furry.
You could do that now and you choose not to.
It's not the same kind of fur.
Once. It could be if you left it alone long enough.
It really
no,
could.
It won't.
I'm old, and because I epilated too many times, I'm like all Apache.
Apache. And it's hair, not fur.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. I'm up for the scales. I think I could make it work for me. Plus, I'd never have to wear a rain jacket, like, ever. And, of course, in my mind, when I think that I'm covered in scales, I mean, obviously, I'm not me in my current body shape. I'm basically Mystique out of the X-Men.
See, that's how I pictured myself covered in fur.
As Mystique out of the X-Men?
Yeah. Like, that body shape. So,
yeah.
Skinny.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In my mind, that's how I look. Just,
yeah.
Yeah.
In my mind, I look like Miranda Kerr. Just so we all know.
Yes. Yeah. You're also 25, so.
Also 25, yes. I'm doing well for myself.
You
I'm
are.
Like Miranda Kerr, I'm only 25. Covered in fur.
Have no mental health delusions.
No.
This is fine.
I'm fine. Just pour myself another glass of wine.
Go for a swim in the ocean.
Find a cow. Oh, no, wait. We're not on Swino. That's where I thought you guys were going with that.
Oh, she is Swino. She is Swino. Yeah, she's our Swino. So our last one. My last one, sorry. So my last one is, would you rather be forced to sing any song you heard or be forced to dance every time you heard music? And the poll results, 33% dance and 67% sing. I'm going dance.
I'm going dance.
Yeah.
There's your 33% people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Only because dancing is in a complete interpretation. So you could tap your finger, I'm dancing. Like, you can really
yeah, I could, like,
it.
Shake my shoulders around and be yeah, like, I'm yeah. dancing.
Like, if you were in a meeting and all of a sudden, you know, the ice cream van drives past, well, he's off to murder someone, and, yeah, and you just need green sleeves and you're in a meeting yeah. and you just, yeah, just tap
just
your foot.
Just start boogieing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I reckon I do this shimmy anyway. Shimmy. I reckon any time I hear a tune, it doesn't even matter if it's just like someone's phone going off. I'm boogieing and I don't yeah. care.
And the
I don't know that I sing every time I hear the tunes though, because I don't know all the tunes. But it's got to be. I'm up and
say yes. So, I mean, forced to sing every song you heard would be worst. Like
so bad.
So bad, because you would just. Because it doesn't say that you know all the words. You would be out there in public, Lady Mondegreening it, fucking all over the place. Like, oh, my God. That would be just worse.
Join me. Join me on the dark side.
Listen here, Lady Mondegreen, calm down.
Gather my minions, for we shall sing, and no one will stop us.
So, if anybody wants to see the poll results, or if you want to vote on them, we're actually keeping those on Instagram in highlights. So go to our Instagram and click on highlights, and you can vote for all these. We'll keep them up, I don't know, forever? What else are we going to do with them?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes, go on into Insta, which is... FNWF podcast. Nice and easy. We're easy to find. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's me done. I hope you all enjoyed the origins and my questions. Yeah, Amy.
Nice.
Let's play your game. I'm scared.
All right, people. I think
I'm all scared, Sarah's.
I'll talk about mine when I get to it.
I am the worst at this game. I have too many questions. I want to know every detail about the ins and outs of it. I have zero imagination. And so I often want to say, okay, so let's talk about one of the anchors. Okay, so why am I covered in fur or scales? Like, what happened to me? Was I bitten by a radioactive spider? Do I have superpowers now? Was I dipped in a vat of acid?
You've been transformed into a magical land, and that's where you're now living.
See, all these things for me, like, they contribute to what my decision's going to be. So I want to know why. Why, when, how. I want to know all the things. So I am the shittest person at this game. I'm the worst. And no one likes to play it with me because I ask too many fucking questions. So I had a look through and I just tried to find someone, like ones that even I would answer, and tried not to ask myself why. And I tried not to give myself backstories either, because that was my next thing that I was going to do. And then I wrote them all down and then I deleted them out because I just went, no, stop it. It's just a question. Would you rather? It's simple. It's real simple. Don't overcomplicate it, Amy. Don't overcomplicate it. Anyway. So, here's my first one, which I just like to have a bit of a dream about this one. So, would you rather have a first-class ticket around the world or never pay for food at a restaurant ever again? So, because we're never paying for food at a restaurant, like, ever, I'm assuming this first-class ticket around the world just is a perpetual one. You can just go wherever the fuck you like, whenever. Yeah,
that's how I did read this one.
I'm going first class ticket.
I'm going first class ticket.
Same.
Yeah. Because, yeah, that is way more valuable. I mean, in my fantasy world, COVID doesn't exist, so it's amazing. Oh, my God, I can just fly anywhere.
Yes. Yeah. I do like the idea of being able to just eat out for the rest of my life, and this was one of the things that really got me about this question is because – okay, well, yes, we've got COVID and stuff. And, well, first class ticket around the world, cool. I still have to work. Like, I still have to pay for everything else. So yeah. I've got my plane fare, but I still need to buy my, like, accommodation. I have to feed myself when I'm over there, blah, 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 blah. But I hate cooking. I hate it.
And you can get, oh, my God, Uber Eats every night. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I need to rethink this.
See? And, like, I mean, like, I could just go to – I live on the back of wine country in the Yarra Valley. I could just go and eat five-star every night.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm definitely going for food now. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Because it's more practical. That makes way more sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You swayed me.
No, I like the idea that I can travel first class and not normal economy, because that's a nightmare when you're on a 10-hour flight. And you know what? Food, I can eat cheap while I'm in other countries. Accommodation, I'm not fussy.
Yeah, but
I just want a comfortable
home,
flight.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Flying doesn't really stress me that much because I can sleep wherever. And, yeah, if you want to test me on this theory, I can sleep.
Oh, wherever. Yeah. I can sleep wherever.
I get restless legs. So I like leg space. You can't get that in economy.
No.
Yeah. So, yeah, look, there is pluses and minuses to both. So think about it, people. Should we maybe put up a couple of these on our Instagram as well?
Yes.
See what our listeners think?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my next one, this one was a real, like, this one really caved my head in. Okay, so you can wake up as a new random person every year and have full control of them for 1 year.
Oh.
Or once a week, you can spend a day inside a stranger without having any control of them.
Ooh, once a day, once a week. For spending 1 day. That way you don't go crazy and lose who the hell you are.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I struggled with this all week because
I don't know if I can let go of control. That's my problem.
Nah, it'd be like watching a movie.
Yeah, but what if you ended up inside the body of someone horrific?
Really horrific.
Yeah, I don't want that. I want to be able to control
True.
that. I can't deal with that. No, I've got to have full control. I'll just be a new person every year.
But
nah,
I don't,
because
I can't,
you'd be seeing what they're doing, yes, and it's horrific. But then once you're back into your body, you can go, okay, so this is the guy, and this is what he did to the police.
Could you compartmentalize, though? What if you never saw your reflection? So you saw all this happen, but you never in the entire day.
How does he not look in a mirror for an entire day?
Well, maybe because he or her is a horrific human and they just don't look in the mirror.
Some people don't.
And that's what if weird. You get full sight of this person? Full sight. But you never know their name or where they're from.
Yeah, like what if you get no landmarks? You've got, that would be,
Oh, they're speaking a language, and because you're in their brain, you know this language, but what language is it? Don't know, because you're still thinking with your own head. You know what is going on, but can you work out what language it is? In my mind, when I speak English, I don't say, yes, Amy, you're speaking English, although I probably should now I think about it.
Ice cube it.
Yeah, I probably should. But I don't think to myself, I am speaking English right now.
No.
So how would you identify this person?
I don't know if I want to be an entire person for an entire, entirely different person for an entire year. And then once that year's finished, you go straight into another person.
That was my problem too. So I would say I would wake up as a new random person every year and have full control of them after I die. So once that's dead and my body's gone, then I play.
Twist.
Of course.
Well, yeah. If it's after my body has died, yeah, I'd totally do that.
Right?
But while I'm alive.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really want to give up what I've got going at the moment. It's pretty good. I got this podcast and it's going pretty well. So,
yeah.
Mm. All right. So the next one, this one I started running past my work colleagues today and there were some interesting responses. So would you rather use a fork or a spoon forever, but not both. You can't use them both at the same time as you currently do now. So you can either pick using a fork forever or using a spoon. What are you going to do?
Spoon. Can you turn your spoon into a spork?
No.
No, because you can't choose both. And that would be choosing both. Yeah, I'd just go spoon.
Yeah, you can eat most things with a spoon.
Mm. Well, you can hold shit down and cut things with a spoon. Yeah, it's not that bad. You don't need a fork. I mean,
eating noodles with a spoon is quite difficult. I'm not going to lie.
Doesn't say you can't use chopsticks.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know, but what if you don't have chopsticks and you've only got a spoon or a fork and you're like, shit, I can't use a fork. I have to use a spoon. It's very hard to eat noodles with a spoon.
But
it's not impossible. It's not impossible.
Yeah, it doesn't say you can't, even go out and buy. If it just happened one day, you woke up, I have lost the ability to fork. And
oh, my God, that happened to me. Oh, no, wait, that was something different.
Same.
Bianca likes to fork.
So does Sarah.
Yeah.
That's because so you're not making a canoe out of me.
I would like to spoon.
That would be harder.
That would be harder.
I chose a spoon because I like soup. Because you can't eat fucking soup with a fork.
Yes,
ever.
That is true.
It's ridiculous. A spoon is so more practical. We've gone, I've noticed, so practical so far.
That's okay. I'm coming up.
All right. Well, they were my three. And, as I said, I am the worst, hence my Shyamalan twist on my middle one, just because that made more sense in my brain. Anyway, Sarah.
So when I first heard about this, I'm like, what the fuck is this? So then I started looking it up. And then when I was doing it, oh, my God, I kept finding one. So I kept adding to my list. All right. Would you rather be Batman or Spider-Man?
Batman.
I am Batman, so that's a question for me.
Yeah.
Would you rather explore space or the ocean?
Space.
Ocean.
I'm ocean.
Oh, fuck that shit. There's some scary ass shit.
Yeah, but,
There's so much down there.
I don't know what's out in space, so it doesn't scare me.
What are we missing down in our oceans?
I don't care.
Did you see the pictures of that freaking deep ocean blackfish-looking dealy?
The anglerfish.
Yeah, and it was actually a headline, and it was after we did our headlines episode last week.
Yeah.
And I saw it, and it was this black ocean, like deep water fish.
Anglerfish.
And it had the best caption for it. Yes, so people discovered this fish that had washed up on the ocean with what was described as big fucking nope lamp on its head.
Big fucking nope lamp. Yeah.
Nope.
Right.
See that coming towards you? It's nope. Fucking run away.
Yep. Okay, so would you rather be stuck on an island alone or with someone who talks incessantly?
Alone.
Alone.
Yeah, definitely alone.
Yep.
Would you rather be an Olympic gold medalist or a Nobel Peace Prize winner?
Peace Prize winner.
Would you rather speak fluent in all languages or be the master of every musical instrument?
Languages.
I would go languages.
Musical instruments. Yeah.
Yeah?
I played flute and I loved it. And I wish I had my daughter's talent. Like, I bought a violin at a garage sale, bought it home. Within that same day, she taught herself to play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, having never played a violin before. How?
Yeah. So, would you rather be known as a one-hit wonder for a novel or a song?
Song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Amen. We saw Joanne, Jackie, and it was amazing. She does that one song and she just keeps fucking doing it. Oh, I do that.
And she nailed it.
Yeah. I mean, she's only got one song. If she didn't fucking nail it, you'd be worried.
And that was the biggest thing we learned by going to that concert, because it was the Venga Boys concert and they had a heap of sort of one hit wonders. I mean, maybe one or two songs.
Oh, we feel like Sexy
Whitfield, Sonique.
And
they nailed them. They sang them live and they nailed them. And Bianca and I looked at each other and I said, see, this is what you get for singing the same tune from the 90s until now. You get good at it.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather sing like an opera star or cook like a gourmet chef?
And sing like an opera star.
Same.
See, now this one made me think. I could sing like an opera star and get lots and lots of monies and hire myself my own personal gourmet chef.
Correct.
Or I could become a gourmet chef and earn lots and lots of monies that way.
Now,
I don't like to cook, but I really like to eat. And if you're a chef, you don't cook the good stuff for yourself because you can't fuck because that's your job.
Yeah. See, the thing is with this one, I would rather sing like an opera star because I've already got the free food for life from before. Yeah. So I don't need to be a gourmet chef. I have free food.
Yeah, fair enough.
Sorry, Bianca. It's one coupon per transaction. So you need to put some things back.
I'm piling all this up. My universe is getting real weird here, people. These are all in one world. I'm just saying.
All right. So,
Bianca's graphic novel.
Would you rather eat a bug or be stung by a jellyfish?
What kind of jellyfish?
Yeah.
It doesn't specify. I'm going to say.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to.
Jellyfish. Because that's a nasty bastard.
I'll eat a bug. Yeah.
I'll probably get stung by the jellyfish.
I'll pee it's on one you.
Fucking bug.
Thank you.
No worries.
Okay.
Well, you never know. It's one bug. What if it's one of those giant dung beetle fucking African jellies? Nope.
It doesn't say I can't choose the bug. I'm just going to eat a hoo-hoo grub.
Or an ant. You wouldn't even notice. Just put it in a sandwich. You wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, one of those honey ants. Just done. Yeah.
Never know. All right. Would you rather live in a treehouse or under the ground?
Treehouse.
Hobbit.
Hobbit.
I'm a hobbit.
That shit.
I'm hobbiting it. Yeah.
I want to live in the treehouse.
Change my name to Bilbo Baggins. I'm moving in.
I'll be Frodo.
Would I rather be Merry or Pippin?
Can I be Pippin and you can be Merry?
Done. Done deal.
Fuck you both. I'm going to be an Ewok.
Anyway, back to topic.
Yeah.
Would you rather not have electricity or have no indoor plumbing?
Oh, definitely have no electricity.
Yeah.
I need that indoor plumbing.
Yeah. Fuck that electricity off. I need plumbing.
Oh, yeah. We will just light candles until we burn the house down. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
That was exactly my thing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking indoor plumbing, no indoor plumbing. I ain't going outside in the middle of the fucking night in the rain. Take pee where there's spiders.
Yes, correct. Yeah. No outhouse for this group.
No.
You two want to go camping, so anyway.
Yeah, that's both.
That's no electricity and no indoor plumbing. Like, why are we doing this to ourselves?
That's fine.
All right.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
On a brighter note.
Welcome to our shit show. Yeah. So let's end it on a positive note. Yes, yes, yes. Our friend Timmy.
Timmy!
So, he sent us some little mail. Sarah went and picked it up today.
Yes.
A little something.
And, so they're podcast stickers. And, awesome. So we get two each and then there's, two left over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we love your puppy dog stickers, Timmy. They are so cute. Are adorable. We love them.
And one of them looks like Achilles.
What are their names?
Everyone hears.
Yes, that's the fourth member of this group, and that's Sarah's dog that you often hear barking in the background.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it'd be cute if you could send Timmy pictures of Keely, and then they could be like doggy pen pals. That'd be cute.
Yes. Oh, my God, Timmy. Yeah. We need your address. We're coming for you.
Yeah, that now he's going to be like, what the fuck? No. Why?
Oh, he wrote it on the address. Mail.
Wait, Timmy.
Rookie mistake, Timmy. Rookie mistake.
Thanks, mate. Great. So, guys, look, I had so much fun researching this topic as I did with the other topics over the last few weeks. We will put some of these questions on our Insta and Facebook. We're going to put them up as a poll like we had with my ones. Let us know if there was any particular questions you specifically want us to put up. And we'll do those ones. Yeah.
We also would really like some topic suggestions from our listeners. Mm-hmm. The ones that we've had in the past have been so good and so much fun. So if you've got a topic suggestion, we would love you to send us the topic suggestion through Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or at our email address, FridayNightWineBite@gmail.com.
We should put out a post. Yeah. Give us topic suggestions, yo.
We want you.
Yeah.
I still think that instead of Uncle Sam that we should just make it Sarah, like pointing her finger like she does at me sometimes when she thinks I've stolen something from her.
Maybe,
or we could just take a photo of Sarah with a wine glass in hand and then just pointing at me. Like,
yes.
Where's my snack?
Where's my cheese?
Where are our topics?
Anyway, to everyone who has listened to this, we would like to thank each and every one of you for your time in listening to our rubbish. We hope that you have found it entertaining and not using any facts or any of the topics that we have listed to entertain your friends or co-workers, because in some cases it could be polarizing or just goddamn gross. So we would like to say a massive, massive thank you to everybody who has consistently listened to our podcast since our humble beginnings, and those who are recently joining us on the journey. Thank you so very much. We are very, very humbled by your listenership. And we would like to encourage you to drag your friends into this shit show because it's fun. If you're going to be traumatized, you might as well bring your friends in. So, yeah.
Yes.
Spread the word, people. We love it. Thanks so much, guys. We'll chat to you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.